Patient name Nico, spelled N-E-Y-C-O, last name McFerrin, M-C-F-E-R-R-I-N. Date of birth is 1/20 of 67. Date of service 5/26 of 22. This is a 55-year-old female patient here today with complaint of neck pain, low back pain, and left shoulder pain after having been involved in a motor vehicle accident 2 days ago. The date of the motor vehicle accident was 5/24 of 22, period, new paragraph. She tells me that she was rear-ended by another vehicle. Her airbags were not deployed at that time. Her car was not towed. EMS did arrive. However, they evaluated her and did not take her via ambulance to a hospital. However, in the next day, she started to feel much worse, and she went to HCA Hospital here in Cleveland for evaluation of the neck and low back and left shoulder pain. She did obtain x-rays there. We will send for those medical records. Period, new paragraph. Patient chart continued. Some of this will be repeated. Blood pressure, 111 over 69, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 95%. Once again, the patient was in an MVA on 5/24 of 22. She suffered injuries to her neck, low back, and left shoulder, resulting in increased pain. She did go to an HCA hospital here in Cleveland the next day. She was not taken by ambulance the date of her motor vehicle accident, however, started to experiencing worsening pain and went to the hospital the next day, period, new paragraph. Current medications are multiple. Oxybutynin, Otezla, tazanidine, trazodone, Norco 10/325, three times daily, prednisone, and Cymbalta. Medical history, she does have a history of kidney cancer, arthritis, psoriatic, as well as rheumatoid, which she describes in her as affecting her left shoulder more predominantly. Patient surgical history, neck and back fusions, right kidney surgery, right knee repair, gallbladder removal, tubal ligations. Social history. Social history, not married. Period, new paragraph. Labs, none will be obtained today. X-rays, none will be obtained today. We will send for medical records from the Cleveland HCA Hospital. Period, new paragraph. At that hospital, patient was given a diagnosis of muscle strain. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no acute distress. Patient is able to walk into the exam room today without any assistance and without any assistive device. There is no use of crutches or use of a cane. She does have a normal gait today. Period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, within normal limits. Neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs, clear to auscultation. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Concerning range of motion exercises, she is able to stand up from a seated position without any distress. However, as she does a twisting movement from the left to the right on her torso area, it does cause some lower back pain. Period, new paragraph. Range of motion on her neck is limited and offers some pain when she moves her head to the right or to the left. Now, she has spinal fusions and cervical fusions, which has caused limited mobility. However, she states that since this accident, it has become worse. Period, new paragraph. Left shoulder, she is able to go through all range of motion exercises. However, she has pain with this. Once again, she suffers from psoriatic as well as rheumatoid arthritis. She is taking appropriate medications for these. And once again, she verbalizes that the pain has worsened since the motor vehicle accident. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Muscle strain, neck pain, low back pain, left shoulder pain. No new medications will be given for this patient as she is currently enrolled in pain management. She has been part of a pain management program for the last 5 years and takes Norco 10-325 three times a day. Also is on muscle relaxers and steroids as well. Period, new paragraph. I've advised her that it would be beneficial for her to enroll in a physical therapy program, as we will do that twice weekly for the next month. Patient will return to our clinic in 1 month for follow-up. Period, new paragraph. I have explained our regimen to her of therapy. She is in agreement, and we will enroll her in physical therapy. She will return again in 1 month.